Okay, this is Shalom Kufpei Dalet. So last week, or last time we learned, the Nesiv Shalom talked about the inyan that tefillah is, the purpose of tefillah is dveikus, is connection. And then he spoke about that is the entire purpose of speaking the praise of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Ordinarily, what value would it have for someone as small as we, with no grasp whatsoever in Hashem's greatness, to relate His praise? So basically, what he said was that that singing Hashem's praises is an opportunity for us to connect in the most profound way. Okay. Va'efen miyuchad, in a unique way, Shaykh calls Zev Tfilis HaShabbos. All of the above mentioned is very, very much relevant to the Tfilis of Shabbos. Shekolin Yonam Shira VeGaguim. The whole concept of davening on Shabbos is only the type of davening of singing and yearning. Unlike the tefillahs of the weekdays, which were, one might be focused on their own needs, davening for their own needs, on Shabbos that is not the case. Shabbos we don't daven for our own physical needs. It's only Shabbos is only a day of praising Hashem, which is singing and yearning. As we say by davening, this is the song of praise of the seventh day. For in him Hashem has rested from all of his work. And the seventh day praises and says, Mizmar Shili Yom HaShabbos. A song for the Yom HaShabbos. Tov lahodes Hashem. It is good to thank Hashem v'chulu. Ki HaShabbos Yimeinu Adam Haba. Shabbos is Shabbos is Me'inu Adam Haba. It is similar to Adam Haba. B'chol tefillah Yisrael mevatim oimik ha'ishtoykikus. And all the tefillahs of Shabbos express depth of yearning, the hargoshas kiras of the kus, to feel a closeness to godliness. And all of the tefillah on Shabbos is only to relate the praise of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And therefore Chazal say, why don't we say Refa'inu on Shabbos, the bracha of Refa'inu, asking Hashem to cure the sick? Says the Gemara, say Chazal, because when a person says Refa'inu, he might remember that he has someone sick in his family. That's what Chazal say. So the question is, the Chayim Avikach. So what's wrong with that? What's wrong with remembering that one has a sick person in their household? Quite the contrary. She's follow love. It It's important that he remembers in order that he should daven for that person.
And we do.
Huh?
Not in Shmoneh Esrei. Make tefillah for cholam.
What?
Moshul's make tefillah for cholam,
right? Right, right, sure.
So, seems like a bit of a contradiction here.
Right. Achayinian. So he says that the Inyan is Shem v'chayil yashchedek ha-tefillah. Even though on the weekdays there is a portion of the tefillah that deals with a person asking for his needs and asking for compassion and beseeching Hashem, and through davening, a person is able to draw a salvation. That is not the case on Shabbos. Shayishua ba'oz la'adam. The salvation comes to the person only by relating Hashem's praise and through a prayer of a song, which is a higher level. One does not need to ask for compassion for the sick one. That would be a lower level of tefillah than the tefillah of Shabbos. How is that? Well, derech the isa b'mechilta, parshas b'shalach al pasuk Hashem yilach lochem. This is as is brought in the mechilta and parshas b'shalach al pasuk Hashem yilach lochem, which means Hashem will fight for you. Amri Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu. Klal Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, ma'aleinu lasos? What are we supposed to do? Again, at that moment, they found themselves trapped before the Yom Suf with Mitzrayim behind them. So they said, Moshe, what are we supposed to do? So Moshe told them, Atam tiyu mefa'arim amaraymim emiraisim shiyah v'shabach ha'gedula v'tiferes l'misha malcha shaloi. You should be praising and uplifting and giving a song and a praise and greatness and glory to the one who kingdom belongs to him. That's what Moshe answered. V'davka yidei zeh, it is only by that, shayim v'fa'arim v'mareimim, that they praised and uplifted. Nivka lehem ayam, it was only through that that the sea split. V'lachein amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, matitzak elai v'chudom. That is why Hashem said to Moshe, why are you crying out to me? Because at a time of will, one does not need to scream, rather just to praise and uplift. And through that, a person can merit the great revelation of Kriyas Yamsuf. So, he doesn't answer your question, Alan.
Maybe he didn't say it.
What?
Maybe he didn't say it.
What?
The tefillah for the chol.
No, it's not really a tefillah.
It's a bracha. It's asking
Misha,
for a bracha.
Okay. Is it really a bakasha? I mean, maybe it is.
Or is it Hashem to heal them?
It's a bracha, maybe. It's a bracha. It should become.
No, it's a Misha. We're asking at the he who benched. Elvis should also bench and heal.
If it would be a tefillah, he would say, please heal us. He'd say it more directly, you know?
Okay. I hear the difference. Yeah. We still have the concern that if somebody's going to remember that they have a sick one in their household. Huh?
What is that concern again? What if he remembers someone?
So...
How does he believe it?
Yeah, we also say Shabbos
Himalizak. Right. Shabbos Himalizak, the Shabbos, you're not supposed to scream. The same word, Matitza Kelai.
No, but I'm saying that Shabbos Himalizak is the statement that the refuah comes me'elov.
Right.
Because of Shabbos. So there's no need.
Right. That's what he's saying, that the refuah comes by praising Hashem.
It's a gilui das, that is not really a tzula.
Right, he's saying the concern is that a person remembers that they have a sick one in their household, that they'll actually cry out, which is not something that a person that is unnecessary on Shabbos. Meshum kach, and because of it, Tzivah Shalom, Hashar l'Shabbos, the gateway to Shabbos, Yamir Hashir Hashirim is saying Shir Hashirim. If you'll see in your Siddur, Shir Hashir, the Megillah of Shir Hashirim is usually placed before Mincha, Erev Shabbos. So there's a minhag to say Shir Hashirim Erev Shabbos right before Mincha. So Shir Hashirim is the gateway to Shabbos. Shalom Chazal say, Kol HaKesuvim Kodesh, all of K'suvim are Kodesh, and K'suvim include the five Megillahs, and Tehillim, and Mishlei, Yev. All of K'suvim are Kodesh, are holy. Shir HaShirim, but Shir HaShirim, Kodesh Kedoshim is the holy of holies. What does that mean? Valderach Pirusha and Niflashal Arachaim Akadosh B'Sifra Rishon LeTzion Rashi Hashirim. According to the tremendous sefer of the Arachaim Akadosh, he has a sefer called Rishon LeTzion on Shir Hashirim. Shemaksha, he asks, Lama Nema Shir Hashirim Asher L'Shloimai? Why does it say the Song of Songs that is to Shloimai? Vale Shir Asher L'Shloimai? Or why doesn't it say a song to Shlaima, that is to Shlaima, a Shir Shlaima, or just a song of Shlaima? K'may Mishlei Shlaima, as it says by Mishlei, called the parables of Shlaima. U'mevar al derech mamar chazal. And he explains, according to the chazal, to what chazal say, Shashir Azeh, that this song, the song of Shir Hashirim, Bonai Shlaima HaMelech Beruach HaKadosh Al Zman HaGolus. Shlaima HaMelech built Shir HaShirim on the time of Golus. V'im Shiloi LaMelech Shegirish HaMalka, and he compared our going into exile to a king that expelled the queen. V'chazru Kulam Ki Lo Yoshev L'Kachto L'Karv O'id. And everyone thought that he will no longer take her back and bring her close again. Because he has distanced her from his heart. So the son that the queen gave birth to before the king expelled her. So the son gets up, and he goes to the father and he speaks to him. And the son understands from his father that his heart is really with the queen. So then he goes to the mother, and he understands from the king, from the queen, that her heart is whole with the king. So as he knows from what is in their hearts on one another, and he sees how they yearn for one another, so he gets up and he composes a song. One song he composes for the feelings that the king has to the queen. And then he composes another song of what the feelings of the queen to the king. That's why he starts out with the Shir Hashirim. This is one of the two songs. This is a song of the two songs. Shir HaMurkav Mebe Shirim. This is a song that is composed of two songs. And this is a parable of the love between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael. Masha Emra Kadosh Baruch Hu Akenesis Yisrael. It is what Hashem says about Knesset Yisrael, "Umasha emeres Knesset Yisrael al doida," and it is what Knesset Yisrael says on their beloved, the Rabbanu Shleilim, Adkan. These are the words of the Rachaim HaKadosh. B'shir HaShirim, so in Shir HaShirim, Ganuz HaBitui, L'chol HaMesrachesh HaMeschoil B'Primis Liba Shal Yehudi Ahim Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Shir HaShirim is hidden the expression of everything that is going on in the inside of the heart of a Jew that yearns to the Rabbanu Shleilim. Ki liya kim limrois hi yosei tamid mutra de mevulvel. Despite the fact that the Jew is always distracted and confused, he barely knows which world he's in. Nevertheless, there is a love burning in the heart of a Jew that is hidden and concealed. That all the waters in the world cannot extinguish that love. And the same is the love of the Rabbanu Shleilim to his nation Yisrael. Although the Yisrael of Avodis Yisrael, as it says in the Sefer Avodis Yisrael from the Kashan Samagid, that the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash was only in the outer chambers. But in the inner chambers, Amru Chazal, and at Chazal's sake, that when the enemies entered the Holy of Holies, they found the Kruvim that they were embracing one another. Which shows the great love of the Rabbanu Shleilim to his nation even at the time of the Churban. It is with this Shir HaShirim Nechnes Yehudi Ala Shabbos Kodesh. It is with this Shir HaShirim that the Jew enters Shabbos. Kol HaShavua Hoya Eich Shehoya. The entire week was the way it was. But Shabbos Kodesh is all a song to the Rabbanu Shleilim. Out of the great desire and love to Hashem. And may all those who observe Shabbos rejoice with your kingdom, as we say by davening. Because on Shabbos, All of the walls and the barriers are removed between the Jew and his Father in heaven. And as a continuation to the Jew entering Shabbos after Shir HaShirim, Mas Chalachakach B'Tfilas Hoydu L'Hashem Ki Tovik Diyadam Chazdai. Then we begin the Mincha of Erev Shabbos, which begins with Hoydu Hashem Ki Tov Ki Adam Chazdai. Let us thank Hashem because it is good, because forever is His kindness. Shetikin al Hashem Tov Schusi Yagan Aleinu Leim Hashir Zev Erev Shabbos Kodesh. The Baal Shem Tov established that this song should be said Erev Shabbos Kodesh. L'halos Hanitzitzim HaGadoshim Kimevur B'Pirush HaYakodesh L'Hoydu. This song is established for uplifting the holy sparks, as it is explained in the Baal Shem Tov's explanation to this chapter in Tehillim Haidu. We got the pashas, but even in the simple understanding of this capital, yesh beperek zeh shel harboah shetzrichem lahoydus. In this chapter of Tehillim, what we talk about the four people that need to thank Hashem, right? It talks about the person who has been healed from a sickness, a person who has been released from prison, a person that has that has traveled in the desert than a person that has traveled overseas. These are the four people. This Kapitel of Tehillim talks about the thankfulness that these people have to express to Hashem. In this chapter of Tehillim, there is a full expression of all of the happenings of the week. That a Jew goes throughout the week, both in Gashmias, in the physicality of Ruchnias, and in spirituality. To the point that the Jew is all thanking and praising the Rabbanu Shlomo. And then this follows with the whole Seder Kabbalah Shabbos, the whole Seder Kabbalah Shabbos, the Chunerana, the Chulu, the Chadoidi, Mizmashili Yama Shabbos, Tevlahidis Lashem. The song of Shabbos, HaKiddush, followed by Kiddush, Mizmira Shabbos, the songs of Shabbos, Hashir HaKodesh, Ka'ech Seif Nayam Shabbos, and then the holy song of Ka'ech Seif Nayam Shabbos, which was authored by Rabbi Aaron Kaliner. It's one of the Mizmiras of Shabbos that talks about us yearning for the sweetness of Shabbos. Shabbos is batas v'ahave v'ashtoikikis l'Shabbos. In this zemer, in this song, we express our love and our yearning for Shabbos. Kulam, all of this, oimrem shira ahave v'ashtoikikis, all of these express a song and a love and a yearning. Kedushani HaKodesh, Shal Rav HaKodesh, Rav Aaron HaGadol, Zichusik and Aleinu, as Rav Aaron HaGadol of Karlin says in this song, Ka'echsev, Shabbos Kodesh, Nafshi Choylas Ahavasecha, that on Shabbos Kodesh, my soul is obsessed with your love. Nefash Lais Yisrael, V'tzel Kanafecha Yechsoyim. And the souls of Bnei Yisrael shelter in the shade of the wings of Shabbos. So that's Friday night, and then Shabbos morning, Hatfila Nishmas Kol Chai Tevorach Hashimcha Hashem Elokeinu. We have the Tefillah of Nishmas, where we say the soul of all living blesses your name, Hashem Vurach Kol Bosa Tefor Yisraimim, and the spirit of all flesh praises and uplifts the Rabbeinu Shalom Chulu. Hayim yesh bitu yeshira yosef chazak b'sfas adam k'mayshi yesh benishmas. Is there any expression of song stronger on the lips of man than there is by nishmas? Ba'ad ki chol pelech ha'yoda, to the point that we get to chol pelech ha'yoda, every mouth thanks you, chol loshen l'chasishava, and every tongue. Every tongue takes an oath to you. Every eye looks out to you. Everyone thanks you and everyone praises you. As the Rav Shalom Kamkes said on the Pinchas Lakorater, Shekasher Omar Hakol Yeducha, that when Rabbi Pinchas Lakorater said Hakol Yeducha, everyone thanks you, Amru Imo Yachad Kol Abriya, the entire creation said it along with him. Daimim Tzemeach Chayim Adaver, the still objects, the sprouting objects, the living, the creatures, and all human beings. Meaning that when Rabbi Pinchas Lakorater said Hakol Yeducha, everything praises you. Rabbi Pinchas Lakorotzer envisioned the entire creation praising the Rabbeinu Shlomo, to the point that the feeling of those listening were able to hear the entire creation praising the Rabbanu Shlalem together.
Even idol worshippers.
Huh?
Even idol worshippers. Yeah.
Whether they knew it or not.
Yeah, it has to be whether they knew it or not, but yeah, they're doing it anyway. Even atheists.
Yep. There's a praise that emanates from everything in creation, even from the atheists.
Mm-hmm. Rav Cook has a whole thing on that.
That what?
There's something, there is a tikkun that the atheists bring to the world because they have no conception of the Rabbanu Shalom. It is already a step above Avodah Zorah, which has conceptions.
Oh, wrong.
So she says that already is a madrega. Or he calls it holy atheism.
Rabbi Yehuda always says that he's also an atheist. He also doesn't believe the God that they believe in. Their conception of God is not anything we believe in either.
They define God in a stupid way and then don't believe in it.
Who's they?
Atheists.
They make up something silly and don't believe in it. Okay.
Yeah. In the Nigin of the Levi Yitzchak of Radichev, right? He says there the Mitzrayim say that their God is a god. Name. It's not true. And then he goes on to list a whole bunch of nations. They say that there is no God. They say that their God is a god. Nine zikhtir. It's not true. And then he says the Apikorism say that there is no God. Yes, that is true. But I live Yitzchak. I say is God all is God Hashem Rabbah. Yeah. So also the prayers, the tefillahs of the Yom Tovim and the Yom Neiroim. The tefillah is not asking for compassion or asking for our needs. It's all a song and pouring out of the soul to Hashem. Just like the tefillah of the Musaf of Yantiv, they are filled with pouring out of the soul for the sake of the Golas Hashchina, the exile of the Shchina, the Gaguim, and it's a yearning that he should return and have compassion upon us and his Migdash, Megale Kvod Malchuscha Aleinu Mehera, and reveal the honor of your kingdom upon us quickly. Ibiyam Maneroim, or on the Rosh Hashanah of Kippur, Shkola Tfilas of Loyish Toikikis, the Zgalas Ashchina, that all the Tfilas are full of yearning, of the revelation of the Shchina of Bechinis of Loyich Al Kaloid, and Kula Bechvaydecha, as we ask, reign upon the entire world with your glory. Tfilas Alolohim, Rakshiru Lefan Vizbarach. These tefillahs are a song before Hashem. Shiadago el yonish al dveikus b'Hashem, which is the highest level of connection to Hashem, al yidei shira, which is through song. And the third part of tefillah. So the first part was asking for our needs. The second part was praising Hashem. Third part of tefillah. First part was person should daven and beseech Hashem every day. Second thing was praise Hashem. Right, and then the third thing was asking for his needs. Okay, what's the difference between the first and the third here? Oh yeah, that's a, he said it's just pouring out of the heart for asking for closeness to Hashem. That was the first part. Asking a Jew's yearning for closeness. The second part is praising Hashem. The third thing is asking Hashem for one's needs. The third part of tefillah is as the Rambam says. Person should ask the needs, his needs that he needs. Vakosha v'tachnunim, with vakosha, and I can't remember the English for this. Supplication, right. V'tachnunim. V'ekshinu, and we asked, the question was, ha'im v'zois avodah shel lev yikarei? Why is this considered a service of the heart? This is very natural. That a person asks his needs from someone who has the ability to help him. Okay. But according to how we explained the foundation of tefillah, v'shorsha, and its root, the whole point of tefillah is to feel a connection to Hashem. So then, there is a purpose. There actually is a concept of service of the heart, even when a person is asking for his own needs. Well, as the Maral writes, Amar Chazal, Tanya, it says in the writes, it says one should love Hashem, his God, and serve Him. Say Chazal Zutfila. This is a reference to prayer. As it says, with all of your heart, is avodah shebalev. What is service of the heart? Zut tefillah. This is prayer. Says the Maral, harei tefillah hi avodah l'Hashem Yisbarach. Right. So we see that tefillah is considered service. Umevaratam. The reason for this is ki b'zem moira ha'adam shenitla bo Yisbarach. Because when a person asks Hashem for his needs, he's showing that he is totally dependent on the Rabbanu Shlom. V'tzorach eilov, ve'ein lo kiyum zulos azulos, and that he needs Hashem, and that he has no existence without Hashem. V'hineizeh l'kuse Yisbarach. Well, this is godliness. Shkolan him tzoyim tzrichim eilov, that all of existence needs him. V'tluyim boi, and are dependent, v'tluyim boi Yisbarach, and are dependent on him. With a fikah hatfilah, he avoided Hashem Yisbarach. Says the Maral, this is why tefillah is service to Hashem. Shavoidahi, because service is kishem voida bezes talusa vayisbarach. Service is showing that you're totally dependent. Chashashayles tzrachav voida bezes talusa vayisbarach. So when a person asked for his needs, that is the way of a person showing that he's totally dependent on Hashem. He writes more there. That the tefillahs that Chazal established to daven three times a day, Shachas, Mincha, and Maariv, because it is important, it is worthy that a person should subjugate himself to Hashem in his service, both with the person's body, soul, and resources. As it says in the pasuk, you should love Hashem your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your resources. Person's body is reference to when we say with all of your heart. With both of your inclinations. And the Yetzahara is the body. With all of your soul, that is the soul. And V'chol me'edacha means with all of your money. V'tefillah shachris, in the morning, by the tefillah shachris, Shem is gaber ka'ari al gufay, when the person overcomes himself like a lion, overcomes his body like a lion, look, I'm about to get up early in the morning, this battle, right, to be here bright and early, 8:45. Even though the person would want to continue to sleep on, so when by nevertheless by getting up from his sleep to daven, the person is the subjugating his body to Hashem. And then tefillas hamincha, which is the middle of the day, when the person is busy with his business. When the person turns away from all of his business, it is spalt for the samemcha, the daven mencha. By that, the person is subjugating all of his money to Hashem. And at night, when the person is already tired from all of his business, and all of the craziness that has been going on the entire day. And he'd love to rest. And just to allow his soul some tranquility. No, gotta go down the mark. Right? By that he's subjugating his soul to Hashem. The Fikach says the Marai, the Gimel Tfilas Elu, through the three Tfilas of the day, Meshabbat, Gufayim, Memoinim, and Avshal Hashem, the person is subjugating his body, resources, and soul to Hashem. Ad Kan Tzeichah Dvarav. Apid Dvarav, and according to what he said, Mizbor, in Yeshayilas Tzrochav, we understand this whole concept of asking for one's needs. Sheavoyde Shebelev, it is a service of the heart, Meshamoyde Bezek, he totally, like Moyiz Barach, he shows that he's totally dependent on Hashem. And that the whole fact that he's standing and davening, its meaning is subjugating himself to Hashem. As we just said, that the whole foundation of tefillah is Hashem's connection to Hashem.